This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the design essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Glad you're with us today for your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team that are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. Kurt and Ethan, we're going to talk about this today because I think it's a great way to kick off the show. And that is, we call this show Your Retirement Blueprint. Kurt, why do we do that?
That's our process. And that's what we found, Mark, is people just truly don't have an actual plan in place. Someone will come in with a couple pieces of paper, a spreadsheet, and they'll show us some columns and numbers. But how are we going to generate that income? How much do you need? How are you going to adjust it for inflation? How are you going to invest those funds and not have to draw down in a bad market and realize losses if you need to generate that income? So people just don't understand. First and foremost, you need a plan in place, but they also don't understand when you're saving for retirement, it's all about growth and accumulation. And I don't want to say easy, but I mean, your main focus is one thing, growing those assets. You're not concerned about volatility because you're dollar cost averaging through your paycheck. When you hit retirement, there's five areas we've found through your retirement blueprint that are really critical. And we can go through each one today, but the five areas, first and foremost, is income. Can't retire without it. Ethan, have you ever retired someone without income?
Still haven't yet.
No, so you need income. You need, it's a little bit deeper than that, and we can go into that. But once you've calculated out and figured out the income, then how do we invest those funds to generate that income? How are we tax efficient with that income in retirement? That's a big thing moving forward. Healthcare, you know, how do we bridge the gap between when we retire and we're Medicare eligible, and then once we're Medicare eligible, you know, how do I plan for that advantage plan or that true supplement plan? And then lastly, legacy planning. If there are assets left, I want to leave them as efficiently as possible to my kids, my grandkids. I want to leave that legacy. How do we structure that? And do you have the proper documents in place? So there's a lot that goes into retirement planning versus just saving for retirement.
So Ethan, that first big step is trying to figure out, can I retire, right? Do I have enough? Well, it's really about income. And Social Security would be in that category too, right? The income part of the retirement blueprint right out of the gate, just to kind of feel like we're, you know, find out where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. Income is first and foremost, because that's what's most important in retirement. You need to be able to pay your bills and then have some fun. So we need to understand what both of those cost you. What is your monthly budget? How much are your utilities? Do you still have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? Do you have grandkids that you're spending money on? Do you enjoy traveling? So what do you spend on a typical monthly basis? And then what are your fixed sources of income going to be? Some of us today still have a defined benefit pension. That's going to be a large source of fixed income for some of us, but we're finding more and more companies aren't offering the defined benefit pension because of the costs associated with it. And people are living longer today than ever before. But for folks who have a pension, we want to help them claim that properly. And then for the rest of us, we have Social Security. We have to make sure that we're helping people also time that properly because Social Security office won't give you that advice. You have to do it on your own. You have to do the research. And your situation is different from your neighbor or your sibling. So you can't just simply say, well, I hear a lot of people are taking it at 62. I'm just going to do the same. You have to understand your situation and your unique goals.
So, Mark, once you calculate, a lot that goes into income, like Ethan had mentioned, you know, formulating a budget, and then once you have a budget, determining how to file for and claim Social Security, if you have a pension, how to do that as well. And then if there's a gap between those fixed sources of income and your actual budgetary needs, that's when the investment planning comes in, because now we can calculate out with a pot of money you've saved, so much has to be set aside per se to generate that supplemental income to get you to that budget. And so it really boils down to your unique personal circumstance and what your budget is and what your sources of income are. And then it becomes about how do we invest those assets properly. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you haven't even taken those first two steps, I don't know how much income I need. I don't know how to file for and claim Social Security. I don't know how to invest those resources to generate that additional income. Here at Accurate Solutions Group, again, our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. We're more than happy, obviously, to walk you through that process. Ethan, myself, our team, just call us at 412-515-3355, and we'd be happy to set up a 15-minute phone call. We can set up a virtual meeting or even an in-office vision meeting.
412-515-3355. So, Kurt, is the investment part of this one of the bigger areas? All the areas are important, right? You can't really skip any of them, whether it's the taxes or the healthcare or the legacy planning. But the investments, I think a lot of people come in probably with their 401ks, IRAs, got a little rental properties, got some life insurance. Hey, that's my plan. No, those are tools. Those aren't the plan. But risk is probably one of the bigger things. Moving from the working world, the accumulation phase, to the distribution phase, that's risk is one of the bigger challenges, maybe?
It really is. And you can be too conservative in retirement. You can be too aggressive in retirement. There's a lot of factors. One of the biggest risks we have, Mark, and it's a good thing, but what we have to plan for is longevity. You know, back when my parents retired, back when Ethan's grandfather retired from, at that time it was Armco Steel, you know, you could plan for 15 years of retirement income, maybe 12 years, 10 years of retirement income. We are living a lot longer today, and we're living a more quality of a life where we're still active longer into retirement. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in, and you just got to figure out what is the most effective way to file for and claim those benefits, because Social Security and pension and drawing from investments, if they're not structured properly, it can really be detrimental to your retirement.
We also want to talk to our clients about their investment risk. You know, how much are their investments risking if the market's down, like 2008? Everybody remembers 2008 with how significant it was and how severe the market was down. And if your portfolio is entirely invested in the stock market and you're withdrawing from it, that's going to have an even more adverse effect. So we have a conversation next. Once we help our clients with income, we want to talk about the risk that their investments are taking, because you still need to take risk in retirement. That the stock market's going to be the best place to outpace inflation. So you need some of your money having a strong return, but you don't want to have all of your money in the market taking on that type of risk anymore in retirement. So we want to walk our clients through that type of conversation after the income planning phase.
And Ethan, I think a lot of people think that their investments are all on the market. There are so many more options today with the Fed fighting, you know, inflation by raising the interest rates, that it actually gives us an opportunity to go to some of the safer tools, the indexed annuities, CDs. I mean, they're paying more interest in those safer, they're more attractive now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our show and our plan is called A Retirement Blueprint. Part of that blueprint is building your retirement house, and that starts with the foundation. And the foundation are those accounts, like you talked about, the CDs. Maybe you can look at treasury bills today where you couldn't in the past. You can look at fixed or fixed indexed annuities. These are all vehicles that aren't carrying on stock market risk. They're backed by one form or another, whether it's the government, FDIC, or insurance companies through the state that you purchase them in. So we're looking for accounts that have minimal risk, But today, with interest rates higher than in the past, there's more attractive fixed income than ever before.
Yeah, Kurt, just because Ethan doesn't remember the 80s, we know that interest rates were way higher than they are now in inflation.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, double digits. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So part one of the retirement blueprint is income. Got to replace our paychecks to be able to retire. We got to have income. Investments. Now, what's our strategy? How much risk do we take? How much do we have in the safe part, the foundation of our home? How much do we do risk? Because we need growth down the road. We're going to be here 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. We know things are going to even cost even more down the road. So we've got to have an investment strategy. The healthcare and the legacy planning, I think those are kind of self-evident. We talk about those a lot. We also talk a lot about tax efficiency, but that one, to me, right now is one that you guys talk about almost every week on this program. Taxes are, I think, with the 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act ending in 2025, and our debt now at basically $32 trillion, taxes are really their only repercussion they've got to get the money back for the government. So we're probably in the lowest tax bracket we'll ever see for the rest of our lives, Kurt.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, anything can happen. Congress can do anything they want. Could they lower them? Sure. Most likely, though, Mark, you know, looking fiscally, what our country's facing. Yeah, I think taxes have to go up, and tax efficient income is going to be critical in retirement. So, you know, Ethan and I are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job as your advisor is to, first and foremost, once we've crafted your retirement blueprint, we see the income you need and we see the draw from investments that you need to take to supplement that income. We need to help you structure that as tax efficiently as possible. If you've done a good job saving in 401ks and traditional IRAs, we have to look at, hey, when you hit that required minimum distribution age, if you've crafted a nice budget and a nice plan, we want to make sure that additional required minimum distribution doesn't put you into that next higher tax bracket. And if it does, then we look at, hey, what can we be doing or what should we potentially be doing today to ward off that quote unquote tax time bomb down the road? You know, my belief, Mark, and I think you're on the same page, but my belief is taxes are on sale right now, at least through until the year 2025.
It's pretty easy to see. We have a really nice visual that we've gone through with prospective clients and existing clients that charts off the top marginal tax rate in our country's history. It's easy to see where we're at today with 39%. And not long ago in the 70s, it was over 70%. In the 60s, I believe it was over 90%. So that chart makes it so easy to see visually that we're at a discount right now in taxes, and they basically are going to go up. It's just a matter of when and how high.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Hi, I'm Kurt Konotick.
And I'm Ethan Lane.
With Accurate Solutions Group, and from our team here to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, enjoy the season. Don't forget, obviously, the reason for the season, but it's all about giving and giving back, and we appreciate you listening, and we wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Imagine, it's the biggest game of the year, and your team does not have a coach. They don't even have a game plan. You probably aren't feeling very good about their chances. When you don't prepare, things usually don't turn out very well. So make sure you're prepared for one of the biggest financial decisions of your life, retirement. Do you have a coach? What about a plan? Get prepared for retirement by calling 412-515-3355 and having financial advisors Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group create your retirement playbook. They'll help you think through taxes, income, legacy planning, and more. And when you're done, you'll have a customized game plan for retirement that you can feel confident in. Start preparing today with Pittsburgh's retirement coaches, Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group. Call 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355. Firm does not provide tax and or legal advice. Investment advisory service offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us again. The website, ASGRetire.com. Accurate Solutions Group, ASGRetire.com. Questions, you can always call them, as they have said. It's 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. You know, when we go to work, in theory, we're hopefully, and it's hard to think of that. I remember back to graduating college and they're like, you need to be saving for retirement. I'm like, retirement? Are you kidding me? It's like 40 years away. I'm never even going to get there. What are you talking about? And so some of us do better savings than others, that's for sure. But while you're excited to see those retirement accounts grow, That's great, but Uncle Sam is waiting for his share of every dollar that you withdraw from those tax-deferred accounts. So, Kurt, I'll start with you in this segment. What makes taxes such a critical concern for those who have accumulated a significant retirement savings?
Well, I mean, from a really, really, really high level, taxes are important simply because you can't spend gross income. You can only spend net. And obviously, if taxes are less, then your net income is going to be higher. And it's interesting, Mark, because the whole premise of that deferring taxes and taking the deduction while you're working is just simply that we all think taxes are going to be lower in retirement. And I guess my thought process is, well, if that's the case, does that mean you're less successful in retirement? I want to live on the same income. My clients want to live on the same income. And if that's the case, then we got to pay attention to taxes. There are tax traps in retirement we got to be careful about. I mean, think about high level. Retirees often have fewer tax deductions. You have a standard deduction today, but most clients can't itemize in retirement. So really, outside of the standard deduction, there's not a lot of deductions. Any withdrawal from a tax-deferred account, like a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k, anything that has been deferring taxes is fully taxable as income in retirement. And depending on how much you're drawing from those tax-deferred accounts, it could increase some of your Social Security benefits into taxation. I don't think a lot of people understand how that works, but up to 85% of your Social Security benefits could be included in the calculation to determine your tax liability. If that is the case and you have been successful saving and you're taking a larger withdrawal from those tax-deferred accounts, believe it or not, it could increase your Medicare premiums. Medicare premiums are income-banded. So most consumers pay the standard cost for Medicare, but it can literally triple depending on your adjusted gross income in retirement. And lastly, which probably one of the biggest things, is a lot of clients have tax-deferred accounts and they're not drawing, or they're drawing very little from it because they don't need a lot. All of a sudden, they hit that required minimum distribution age where the government, the IRS, says, hey, you have not paid taxes. Whether you need this income or not, you have to start taking these withdrawals. And oftentimes, I sort of call that a tax trap. You don't pay attention to it. And all of a sudden, it sneaks up on you. And now you're forced to take these withdrawals and you can't get off that hamster wheel. Because once you start taking them, you have to take them each and every year. And as you age, they increase. A lot of things you need to really take into consideration. And that's why tax planning is critical in retirement. That's why it's one of the five pillars at Accurate Solutions Group that we focus on for retirement planning.
412-515-3355 to chat with Kurt and Ethan and the team about that. 412-515-3355. So Ethan, you think about it, our national debt is now just over $37.5 trillion, so we're creeping towards $38 trillion in debt. And we know the big, beautiful bill put our tax bracket supposedly permanent, but we know any administration down the road could change that. But we do know the taxes we've got from the big, beautiful bill are at least here through 2028. But beyond is the question mark, I think. So how does the debt and all this factor into maybe our future retirement planning?
Yeah, I mean, if you ever go on usdebtclock.org, you can see our national debt tricking up every millisecond. So it's going up quicker than you can believe. It only took a few months for our debt to grow from $35 trillion to $36 trillion. And we spend $3 billion per day on interest on that debt. It's crazy. So one of the ways that the government will repay or attempt to repay some of that debt at some point in time is through increased taxation. So Kurt and I are under the assumption that at some point in time, tax rates have to go up. If we look at our country's history, back in the 40s, 50s, and some of the 60s, our top marginal tax rate was over 90%. And today it's what, 37%? So historically, we're very low. We'd like to consider taxes right now to be on sale. And everyone loves to take advantage of a good sale. So we're talking to our clients about tax strategies, tax reduction strategies. And as a disclosure, we're not CPAs, we're not accountants, so we can't help you file or prepare your taxes. But we're looking at ways to minimize the tax implications on all this money that you've saved over the course of your life.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're listening today, and this is not something, if you have an advisor, an advisory firm, and they're not talking to you about taxes and tax efficiency and setting up incomes in retirement to take taxes into consideration. If you're a do-it-yourself, you haven't thought this through, I would highly encourage you to simply call us at 412-515-3355. We are happy to do a tax analysis. Again, like Ethan had mentioned, we're not CPAs. We don't prepare taxes, but we look forward to determine here's where you're at today. Here's what retirement's going to look like. What can we or should we be doing today and in the future to minimize taxes on income streams in retirement? Again, it's 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, when you think about it, and one of the things, I'm 65, and one of the challenges I think I would have if I was doing this myself, if I ever do get to the level of retiring at 83 to 94, I'll retire. But, you know, you think about it, it's really about, okay, I've got some IRA money, I've got some 401k money, I've got some Roth money over here, I've got rental properties or whatever. Where we pull from, like the withdrawal strategies are so important because you time those wrong, you can cause yourself some big issues. There is a withdrawal strategy that plays into this tax of being tax efficient, I would think.
Yeah, we often tell clients it's not, you know, diversification is, we all hear that. You need to diversify. And normally when you hear that, you're talking about diversification amongst asset classes. Do we own equities? And if we own equities, is it small cap, mid cap, large cap? Do we own bonds? Are they corporate bonds? Are they municipal bonds? Are they short term, long term? A lot of different, and that's important in retirement. You have to have proper asset diversification. But Mark, what you're talking about is you also need to have proper tax diversification, different types of tax classes of investments. You have after-tax brokerage accounts, which are just traditionally, you get that 1099 every year for dividends, interest, or capital gains. You have tax-deferred accounts like your traditional IRA and your traditional 401k. You also have tax-free accounts like Roth IRA accounts or Roth 401ks. And the more diverse you are in your tax classifications, the quicker you can pivot in retirement. If there's a tax law change, if something comes up, if there's a lifestyle change and it requires a larger withdrawal in a given year and you don't want to affect your overall tax liability, then you can pivot amongst these different accounts. And that's critical. But we don't see that being talked about a lot. We see a lot about investment allocation and diversification, but we don't see tax diversification. And it's as critical as asset diversification.
So, Ethan, as you sit down with clients at Accurate Solutions Group, and you every year you walk them through, and it's not like you say, hey, come in April 1st, we're going to talk about your taxes, because you got to do them by April 15th. That's not the case. It's planning throughout the year, because things happen. Maybe you get an increase in salary in July. Maybe this happened or that happened. You got an inheritance, didn't expect it. There's so many things going on. How do you help your clients understand and help them develop a really tax-efficient retirement?
Well, we start by looking at their sources of income. So that determines your taxes, all of your different sources of income in retirement, whether it's pension, whether it's Social Security. And for every person, some of that might be taxed, Social Security, and some of it may not be taxed. So we're looking at that, those sources of income. And then what types of withdrawals from accounts are they making? Is it coming from an IRA or a 401k, a qualified account? So that's all going to be taxable to them. So once we have to determine how much income they have and what those sources are and which of those sources is taxable and which is not, we're going to be able to see their total tax picture for that year. And then we're looking year after year. What type of tax bracket are they going to be in? Especially if they're under 73 or 75, which is required minimum distribution age, RMD, that's when the government forces you to take a withdrawal from your IRAs or 401ks. Even if you have been, they may force you to take over and above what you already are taking. So we're looking down the road. What might you be in tax bracket wise when RMDs hit? If you're in a lower bracket today than you will be down the road, that tells us maybe we should consider some tax strategies, maybe a Roth conversion where you're withdrawing from a 401k or an IRA. That's a taxable event. You're going to pay taxes on that withdrawal at that income rate. But if you can do it at a lower rate today than you will be forced to down the road, that oftentimes helps us determine whether or not some tax strategies are appropriate for a client.
So, Kurt, if you think about it, and let's think about this. Have you and Chris ever had to put a new roof on the house?
No.
You just move. Oh, we need a new roof. We're moving.
About 15 years ago.
So we're moving. Yeah. So, but here's my point. If you think you need a new roof and you go, we can put that off. Well, when the water starts leaking through to the ceiling, you're like, I guess I got to do it now. So when we think about taxes, we can be proactive or we can be reactive, right?
100%. And a great example, and I'll be quick with this because it's hard to talk taxes over the radio, all these numbers and columns and graphs. But as an example, if someone's in a 12% tax bracket today, and I'm not good with this, I don't know this exact number, but let's say that 12% bracket goes up to $90,000 of adjusted gross income, but their total household income today is $70,000. That means they're leaving $20,000 of income within that 12% tax bracket. They're leaving that on the table. And we do a projection down the road, and they're in retirement, and they hit RMD age, and all of a sudden that required minimum distribution throws them up into a 22%. Bracket. Well, then from a very high level, we start having a conversation to determine, hey, because you're leaving this 12% on the table right now, should we be doing something maybe as a Roth conversion? Should we be converting a certain amount each and every year at staying within that 12% bracket instead of being forced down the road at RMD age and go up into 22% bracket? So there are things we should be doing or at least looking at today to make that determination.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the show and maybe you're working with an advisor already and you've worked with them for years, but they've never brought up tax strategies, never looked at your future tax implications of what you've saved and what you might owe in taxes on this money, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We believe that taxes in retirement is one of your biggest risks. Give us a call if you've never had that conversation. Maybe you're planning on your own and you haven't looked at tax implications on the withdrawals that you're making or even the legacy that you're going to leave behind. The first step to get a retirement blueprint that looks at income planning, investment planning, tax-efficient strategies, healthcare planning, and legacy planning is to pick up the phone and give us a call. Again, that number is 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355.
So as Kurt was saying, you go from the 10 to 12% bracket, it jumps to 22. So can you stay in the 12? Well, same thing when you get to the next group, 22 and 24, can you take advantage of 24 before you get to the 32? A lot on your plate here when it comes to making your income last and being tax efficient. We got more on this same topic when we come back right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions. We're back right after this.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Hi, this is Lincoln.
Hi, this is Emmy.
Hi, this is Caroline.
From our family at Accurate Solutions Group to yours, we want to wish you
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. All right, Ethan was talking about the debt clock. I thought this would be kind of fun. Well, Ethan, when I start talking, when we come back from the break, tell me how much the U.S. debt clock just went up during that time.
All right. Yeah, it was about $1 million.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that. In a matter of 2 minutes. Yeah.
Crazy. Well, hopefully I didn't talk for 2 minutes, but really, I think when I ask you that, probably from there to now, 2 minutes, $1 million. Yeah, there you go. Hey, if you have questions about anything regarding your retirement, it's 412-515-3355 to chat with the team at Accurate Solutions Group. There is no cost, no obligation, no pressure. There's no judgment either. We hope we're in a good place. Most times, people are actually in a better position than they think they are when they come in and talk with Kurt and Ethan. Sometimes that's not the case, and sometimes there's not a lot they can do to help, but it is an opportunity for you to get some clarity into your retirement picture. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us. We're talking about really about taxes. We're talking about income and retirement. How do we make sure it lasts as long as we need it? And, you know, you think about it, Ethan, most people have saved their money in those tax-deferred accounts, 401ks, IRAs, which is why taxes become such a big deal. Where they weren't for our grandparents because they didn't save in IRAs and 401ks. They had, you know, they had Social Security and they had pensions. So it's a different time that we're dealing with now. So that's why taxes become such a big deal. But if you think about it, that can help your taxes during your working years because you're deferring taxes for down the road. But that does create, for some really significant challenges, I would think.
Yeah, really, it creates the biggest challenges for the biggest savers, right? If you've done a great job saving, most of you probably saved in a 401k or IRA, which is all tax deferred. I mean, you were incentivized to do it by your employer because they gave you a match to put in. If you put in 3% of your pay, they'll put in 3%. But you're also incentivized by the government to do that, right? Because you could deduct that contribution from that year's income. And so you were thinking you were doing really good tax planning because you're making strong income and maybe in the highest tax bracket of your life, you'll just defer taxes on this money to a time in the future. And so you're doing tax planning by doing that. But for people who have done a great job saving, that could be 1 million, 5 million. We're surprised by the amount of people that have done a wonderful job saving. And almost all of that is tax deferred. And so now that you're in retirement and you need to replace the income you've been so used to, you're taking it all from money that's taxable. And that could be pushing you up into higher brackets than you had originally anticipated, especially like we had mentioned about required minimum distributions. If you've saved $1 million, that's close to a $40,000 forced withdrawal at RMD age. And that alone could push you into a higher bracket. So you need to be aware of this situation. And most of the people that we end up meeting with haven't started a Roth IRA and have saved entirely in the tax-deferred vehicles like 401ks and IRAs.
So, Kurt, expand on that a little bit more. Roth conversions, you guys have been talking about it for a long time, maybe even before Trump's first term. But when taxes got lowered in Trump's first term, and now the big, beautiful bill has done the same kind of thing, at least we know where we are for the next 4 years, I guess you could say, why Roth conversions might be really valuable for today's retirees.
Yeah, and like Ethan had mentioned in a previous segment, you know, we believe taxes are on sale. And at this point, because those tax rates have been made permanent, at least we know for the near future what the tax rates are going to be. So when you're considering possibly converting from traditional to Roth IRAs, one of the biggest things is we know tax rates today. In the future, rates are unknown. I don't think they're going to be any lower because historically speaking, like Ethan had mentioned, we're in some of the lowest tax rates in the history of our country. So paying taxes today at a known rate versus a future unknown rate just gives your plan certainty. So that's the first thing. The second thing is once it's in that Roth IRA account, now understand when you do a Roth conversion, when you're converting from a traditional IRA to a Roth, there's a 5-year period. Once you make that conversion, that has to stay in that account. That's an IRS requirement. But not only for that 5 years, but forever, it's going to grow, not tax deferred. It's going to grow tax free. Tax-free is the effect of a tax-free growth is huge when you look at rate of returns after tax versus tax-free. And because it grows tax-free and you've already paid your taxes on the contribution into that Roth, there are no required minimum distributions for the original account holder. So, you know, if it's something, Mark, that you don't need in the future, or you didn't need that entire required minimum distribution in the future and you've converted it to a Roth, you've taken that off the plate. You don't have to take that. You're not forced to take that. And for that reason, it is a wonderful inheritance, you know, for legacy for beneficiaries because it goes to them federally tax-free. Now, here in Pennsylvania, beneficiaries still have inheritance tax. So that's a state tax, but we're talking about the federal tax. It goes federally tax-free to the beneficiaries, and it just provides you a ton more flexibility in retirement. We had talked about not just diversification amongst asset classes, but diversification amongst tax classes of investments. When you have a large Roth IRA account, and let's say for some reason you have a lifestyle change or a giving opportunity comes up and you need to take a larger withdrawal that given year out of your plan, out of your retirement blueprint, if it's coming from a Roth, it affects no other sources of income. It doesn't increase Medicare premiums. It doesn't increase taxation on Social Security benefits. So it provides you just a lot more flexibility in your planning options.
So, Kurt, do you ever hear this? Well, I make too much money to do a Roth conversion.
We hear it all the time. Yeah. I'm glad you bring that up because we hear it all the time. You might make too much to make a Roth contribution. I just met with some clients for an annual review, and he said, "Well, I didn't think I could do conversions. I'm not working." Well, you can't make contributions because you don't have any earned income, but anyone is able to convert a traditional IRA, a traditional 401k to a Roth. There's a big difference between contributions and conversion.
Yeah, we get confusion around that all the time. And you could see how tax implications, there's so many intricacies to them that it's very complicated. How can anyone who's doing this on their own understand the ins and outs of these rules and these types of strategies? So if you're listening today, maybe you're planning on your own for your retirement and you feel like you have a really good handle on everything, but you haven't thought about the tax implications of your plan, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll work on a retirement blueprint that's customized to you and your situation that looks at tax-efficient strategies just for you. 412-515-3355.
I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. And Ethan, you guys have talked about tax preparation versus tax-efficient strategies. You're not doing tax returns. Can you kind of explain the difference? Because planning for taxes is a lot different than preparing tax returns.
Absolutely. And really, I think the biggest difference is tax preparation looks backwards. Tax efficient strategies looks forward, right? So when you're doing tax preparation, you're going to your CPA, your tax preparer, you're bringing them all of the income you had the previous year for them to file and try to find the ways to give you the biggest refund on the previous year's income. That's tax preparation. We're talking about tax efficient strategies, and that requires a lot of forward looking and forward thinking. So where the withdrawals may come from down the road in retirement, but not only retirement, but when you pass away and leave this money to your heirs, to your kids, there's tax implications that they'll have. And we even want to look at that for a family that we're working with, because maybe you're in the 12% bracket, which is a low bracket. When you leave this money to your kids, they have to get it out of the IRA and pay taxes on it at their tax rate over a 10-year window. So that could be a lot of extra income over and above what they're already making. And it amazes us how many clients we sit down with that tell us, my kids are making more income than I ever have. They're in a good position. So they could be in a 25, a 30% tax bracket by the time you pass away and leave this money to your kids. That's double or triple the taxes that they're going to pay on it than you could pay. So these are some of the ideas that lead to our tax efficient strategies. And really, there's that big difference between tax preparation, which is not something we do, and tax-efficient strategies.
Yeah, and for those listening today, I always want to throw out our little compliance and just make sure all the listeners stay understand. Ethan and I, we are not enrolled agents. We are not CPAs. We don't have that designation and that knowledge when it comes to tax preparation because we do not prepare taxes. We have firms that prepare our corporate and our personal returns for us. What we do, like he had mentioned, is tax planning strategies, looking forward and saying, hey, let's not just focus on the tree and lose sight of the forest. The forest is the next 10, 15, 20 years in retirement. And how can we minimize the total tax liability over our retirement? Should we be doing things today versus waiting until we're forced to do things down the road?
All right, Kurt, final question this segment before we head to our final segment of today's Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. We know converting Roth IRA or converting IRA 401ks to the Roth makes sense for a lot of people. It does not make sense for everyone. So it would not say, hey, I heard on the radio I should convert all my 401k into Roth or all my IRA into a Roth. Maybe, but probably not. How do you help people determine if a Roth conversion is right or right for them or not?
We begin with your retirement blueprint. I mean, we focus on the five areas, but one of the areas we focus on is that tax efficient planning in retirement. So, Mark, what we'll look at is we'll first determine, like Ethan had mentioned, sources of income, Social Security, pensions, and we'll look at income that we cannot control. It's coming in each and every year, no matter what. And then we'll look at their budget, how much they need coming in each and every month. And if there's a gap between income sources and monthly budget, where are they drawing that income from? Now, oftentimes there might be some individuals who are not paying taxes on Social Security. They haven't accumulated a lot, but they're just comfortable living on that current income. If they're not paying taxes now and the RMDs aren't going to force them into a higher tax bracket, it may not make sense. Everyone's situation is unique and different. And that's why I encourage anyone listening today, a couple of things you could take advantage of. And there's no cost, there's no obligation. You have to take the first step. It's calling us at 412-515-3355. When you call that number, we can schedule a phone call, a virtual meeting. We can schedule an in-office meeting, which we call our vision meeting, and we can talk about the entirety of your retirement blueprint, focusing on those five areas. Or initially, if you want, we can just talk about tax-efficient planning strategies. Take a look at where you're at, where you're trying to get to, and what may make sense. Take that first step. Call us at 412-515-3355.
Back with our final segment of today's Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Knoet and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. Back to wrap it all up right after this.
From myself, Kurt, and our team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Knoetic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Knoetic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Knoetic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. If you're trying to learn more about retirement, I always recommend going to the website accurateradio.com. There's a lot of great information in there for you, kind of a checklist for retirement. There's other things, taxes and Social Security. There's all kinds of information in there for you, and it's accurateradio.com. No cost to go there. But if you really have questions, boy, I wonder if I can retire. Do we have enough? 412-515-3355. There's no cost to you. Totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're going to go back in time. And it's kind of fun to go back in time. And Ethan, we're going to go back to when you were a youngster, 2008. And you think about, we touched this show off. We were talking about some of the market drops that happen every, and they happen, right, all the time. And then the markets bounce back, and it's kind of the rule of thumb anyway that, don't panic. The market will come back. That's kind of what we always think. Well, 2008 was kind of a totally different scenario when it came to the markets, the Great Recession. We're going to talk about that. But you think about 2008. So the top movies at the box office included The Dark Knight. Kurt, just so you know, that was Batman. Okay. Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. Those were actually pretty good. I never went to the theater to watch them, but when they came out on the channels I could watch, I did watch. They were actually pretty good. Taken, one of my favorites. I think they're getting ready for a fourth. That's Liam Neeson.
Wow.
Daughter, kid. Where were they? Do you remember, Ethan, where they were when she got,
she was foreign country. Traveling internationally.
Yeah, somewhere. And it was like, I will kill you. It was fantastic. Breaking Bad had its TV debut. Ethan, you said you just watched that.
Yeah,
not long ago.
I didn't watch it back in 08 or when it had just came out, but I binged it pretty good on Netflix this year, last year, and it was a fantastic series.
You think Kurt will ever watch it?
I will.
Yeah, you should. You would like it.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
I need to watch Taken, too, from what you guys said.
Yeah, Taken is good. Those are all good. I enjoy that. But 2008, obviously, Barack Obama, elected president of the United States, and Bernie Madoff, arrested and charged with securities fraud, and would later be revealed to be the largest Ponzi scheme in history. And when you think of that, Ethan, I mean, I think that's... Sometimes people get concerned about sitting down with a financial group that they don't really know, because at the end of the day, one of the big things you have to do is you got to create trust with your clients. I would think that's a big part of what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bernie Madoff did a great job at building trust. And so we want to build trust with our clients. But remember, even though we're an independent firm, we use a third party custodian to hold the money. That's something that Bernie Madoff did not do.
So they don't write the check to Ethan Lane when they come in?
No. Please do not write any checks to Accurate Solutions Group or Kurt or myself. We use Fidelity Investments as our third party custodian. They're the ones that hold our clients' money, send them the performance reports. Those are all things that Bernie did himself with his company. And that's how he got away with those things. And we want to build trust and confidence with our clients and find the very best tools we can to help their blueprint be efficient.
So, Kurt, is that what the government does with Social Security? It's a Ponzi scheme. We're going to take your money and we're going to give it to other people. Hopefully we have enough to pay you when it's time for you to get it.
Not going to into that. I will say that's how Social Security sort of works. But here's the difference. The government over time can do something that we would be thrown in jail to do, and that's print money. So, and the more money you print, the more money you have in circulation, the velocity of money, that sort of thing. I mean, it does devalue the dollar. But I also know this, Mark, politicians will do the right thing when they're forced to. And the right thing at some point, 2032 or 2034, is addressing Social Security. They can make small tweaks and changes that will shore that up, such as increasing the full retirement age, increasing Social Security tax, a lot of different tools in their toolbox, but they're not going to act until they have to.
Yeah, because I'm 64. I haven't started Social Security yet because I'm still working. I don't want to give back a dollar for every two that I would get at this point. And at the end of the day, they keep talking, well, 2034, we're going to give you 78 cents on the dollar. Well, if they do that, then they've lost my vote. So they will figure it out. I'm on board with you there. Let's look back to 2008, though, some of the situations. Well, home prices. Well, we know that was a big part of this, right? The home factors and banks going under and the mortgage groups going under. But home prices fell 12.4% during the fourth quarter of 2008. It's the largest year-over-year decline in about 30 years. In 2007, the median home price was a little over $205,000. By the end of 2008, home prices had fallen to $180,000 on average. Ethan, that's a big deal. And we've kind of, the home market, because of the interest rates, you know, getting so high, it's kind of slowed that world down a little bit. And finally, mm-hmm. It's like mortgage rates come down a little bit. Oh, people go, oh, that's great. I can jump in now. But that's a big part of our world, I think, our homes, and especially first-time buyers. How in the world do we afford a home in today's market?
I know. It is difficult. We've seen the prices of houses really go up, especially in our area. We've seen that firsthand.
And you and Allie just got one.
Yeah, you know, we're working on finishing up our build of our house, but we did that somewhat in anticipation. I think house prices are going to continue to go up. You know, as we see interest rates come down in the future, that should happen when the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates at some point. We talked earlier on the show that who knows exactly when they're going to do that, but that'll cause mortgage rates to come back down. People will feel more comfortable purchasing a home, and I think that's going to lead prices of homes to go up a little bit more as the demand comes back into play. So,
and you're building your house right by the tram that goes down overlooking the Three Rivers, right?
No,
not Washington.
Not quite there. No, Zillionople. If you've heard of Zillionople, we're super excited. It's a cool little town. Mark, next time you're in the area, we'll have to show you.
So I think, Kurt, the other big part was certainly unemployment back in 08. 07, December of 07, the national unemployment rate was 5%. By June of 09, it was 9.5%. In October of 09, it peaked at 10%. The markets had started back, though, by March. That was kind of the end of the recession. The markets started rebounding before that, but yet unemployment was still going down. Are those tied together to a degree? The market kept going when the market or the unemployment rate kept going down. That's kind of a weird combination.
Certain things lag. So, you know, oftentimes think about as an example, when the government says, hey, we are in a recession, Well, how do they determine a true recession? Well, what they do is they look at 2 quarters of negative GDP growth. Well, to see 2 quarters of negative GDP growth, you need 6 months of that. And so when they call a recession, it's already 6 months into it. So there are certain what are called lagging in economic indicators and leading economic indicators. And oftentimes, Mark, even though we may be getting a recovery, there are certain things that are still lagging and going down that ultimately will then start recovering after it's quote-unquote being called.
And one of our jobs is to put a plan in place that covers all these areas that we've been talking about today. We've talked about income planning, investment positioning, tax-efficient strategies, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Those are the 5 areas of a retirement blueprint. If you're concerned about market recessions, that's what we handle in the investment planning portion of the blueprint. Give us a call at 412-515-3355. We're happy to sit down and put a stress test onto your portfolio to see, based on what you're invested in now, how will it handle market volatility? How will it handle a market recession when that does happen? Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
And, you know, Kurt, because you had started the business back in the 90s, so you've been doing this for a long time. And you think about back in 08, it was Leno and Letterman saying, oh, I hope you're enjoying your 201K. I know it used to be a 401K, but it's now a 201K. And nationally, 401K and IRAs lost about $2.4 trillion in the last half of 08. And the average loss for workers who had been working for 20 years was about a quarter of their money. 25% was gone. That was a difficult time, I would think, at Accurate Solutions Group. But you still were talking about the plan. Hey, we got a plan, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, even my emotions at that point. So the financial crisis was different than your just traditional, and I don't want to make it sound like a recession, but a recession is a normal process we go through. But the financial crisis was a little bit different. It was structural. There was some major things taking place. And even advisors, I think, at times were just as nervous as the consumer. And so, yeah, it was a big thing. And if you had a plan in place and you had your foundation, whether it was treasuries or whether it was CDs or money markets or fixed annuities, but that doesn't mean your emotions. You were still nervous because that was a long process. And I think, Mark, we had mentioned that it was a little bit different than a recession because normally when you have large drops, things just sort of bounce right back. We did bounce back from the financial crisis, but I believe it took 3.5-4 years to do that bounce back.
And you know what? Those fears and emotions really stick with people. Kurt mentioned we were just at Highhold doing a presentation, and I like to do a little bit of stock market trivia. I asked the audience, who remembers what the markets did back in 2013? Not a single hand typically goes up, but that was one of the very best years in the market's history, and it wasn't that long ago. Markets were up 32%. Then when I asked, how many of you remember what happened in the market in 2008? Everybody raised their hands and everybody had an opinion because that fear really affected them and it sticks with them rather than the gains that the markets see.
Yeah, don't allow your emotions to take control of your finances and your future in retirement. At Accurate Solutions Group, we can put together your own specific, unique retirement blueprint. It'll cover those 5 key areas, which are, first and foremost, income. You can't retire without it. We look in and help you file for Social Security, come up with a maximization strategy, help you with pension, look at your budget. If there's a gap between your fixed sources of income and your budget, then we structure and position assets in the foundation of your house to allow for that cash flow, regardless of what the markets are doing. Then we'll look at proper investment allocation, tax-efficient income in retirement, healthcare, which is your biggest risk, and then legacy planning. If you don't have a true plan in place, if you don't have that confidence, that clarity, that independence you deserve heading into retirement, call us at 412-515-3355. You can call, you can text PLAN to that number, 412-515-3355. We're happy to have you in the office. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You have to take that first step. And that first step is calling 412-515-3355. From myself, Ethan, and our entire team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.